2 weeks away from Memorial Day. There's so many ways that we mark the beginning of spring and really summer around here, including flower plantings and area cleanups. And this week, the Blue Water Garden Club has their annual flower sale. The flowers to arrive tomorrow. Ruth Havaliski is here to tell us all about it. Ruth, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
This is a big undertaking that the Blue Water Garden Club does every year, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been doing it for over 30 years. And people may remember the sale used to be at Bonnie Bloomquist's house. Mm-hmm. And now we have it at Faith Lutheran Church on Stone Street, 3455.
Okay. Big truck comes in with all those flowers, some of which have been pre-ordered, but you'll have a lot of extras for sale this weekend. Right.
We're going to have hanging baskets and some coleus plants for sale. So we invite everyone to come, and the sale pays for the flowers at Pine Grove Park. So if you like the flowers at Pine Grove Park, come and support us, because it, you know, it makes it possible.
And I don't think a lot of people realize that the Blue Water Garden Club is responsible for all those beautiful flowers in Pine Grove Park.
Oh, it is. And we pay for the upkeep of the beds and the water system, the sprinkling system mm-hmm. we had put in. So we're very committed to this project. And we want everybody to enjoy it, but we need money to pay for the flowers.
There you go. That's right. They don't. They're not free. And the city doesn't provide that. It's provided by the Blue Water right. Garden Club. What else does the Blue Water Garden Club do during the year?
Well, we have different speakers come to our garden club, and people can come to them. We're the second Monday of the month, and we have some very interesting speakers. We also do scholarships, college. Mm-hmm. I can't say the word there. And we try to, you know, we maintain the park, and we do occasionally a field mm-hmm. trip, and just, you know, we're a presence in the community.
I know those gardeners with green thumbs have been a little frustrated this spring by the weather. It's been really hard to get things planted, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. It has. Oh, and the Blue Water Memorial, too, in Pine Grove Park, last year. We put that in, too, for the
very
veterans.
Nice. How does somebody become a member of the Blue Water Garden Club?
You can call one of us. You can show up at a meeting, and we're more than happy to have you come. We would welcome people who have an interest in flowers, gardening, mm-hmm. and or design. We have people that are really into flower design.
Yeah. Yeah, I envy people that can grow things well, because I don't have a green thumb. I've always struggled with that. I go with the hanging baskets and potted plants. That's about the scope of my ability. But you're going to have a lot of those available for sale. Again,
right.
The truck arrives at Faith Lutheran on Stone Street in Port Huron tomorrow. What are the hours and dates of the sale?
Okay, the hours tomorrow are 10 to 6 and on Friday 9 to 3.
Okay, so that'll be the Blue Water Garden Club annual flower sale. A lot of people look forward to this, don't they?
They do, and we have a lot of loyal customers that we really appreciate, because if we didn't have them, we would not be able to continue. And there's so much competition out there, but we have very loyal customers, mm-hmm. and people say, oh, I want that park. I want those flowers to continue. So we really appreciate it.
All right. Well, fantastic. Ruth, thanks for telling us about it. I hope that you sell lots of flowers. I know you will. As you said, you've got a loyal following, and maybe some more people will join in as well. At Faith Lutheran Church, again, tomorrow, the flowers. And Friday as well? Or just
Friday from 9 to 3.
Okay. Very good. Ruth, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.